This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The NBA playoffs are going now, and there was lots of action on the court this weekend. When we want to talk about basketball, we often turn to our hoops expert, Sal Masekela. He's the host of ESPN's X Games. Sal, welcome back here.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back, as usual.
Okay, good. Well, let's start with a home team, the L.A. Lakers. 3-1 lead over the Houston Rockets. This was to be the battle of Shaquille and Yao.
It was to be the battle of Shaquille and Yao. And honestly, it's been exciting to watch. While it hasn't been the big battle, it hasn't been about those two guys per se. The one thing that's exciting is to see a 7'6" guy like Yao Ming be able to get into Shaquille's face. And now you're watching, on defense, somebody who can actually challenge him and vice versa. However, Shaquille O'Neal has played 140 playoff games in his career. You know, this is the rookie playoff season for Yao Ming, and he's 23 years old. And Shaquille's been getting so many double teams that it's really ended up being about Karl Malone, which has been the really exciting story. 40 years old.
And he came back. He had a really big game last night.
30 points yesterday, 20 in the first half. He only scored 20, you know, one time. That was his high during the regular season. So to see Karl Malone at 40 years old running around like he's 19 has been the really exciting thing for the Lakers.
Okay, old Karl Malone to young Carmelo Anthony. He's a rookie. He's leading the Denver Nuggets against a very strong Minnesota Timberwolves. You like the Timberwolves a lot early on in the season. How are things coming out?
Like I told you a few months ago, I said, watch out for these guys. Kevin Garnett is going to be the MVP, no doubt. The numbers that this guy is putting up, triple-doubles all the time, 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists the other day. They're just incredible. They're a very, very intense team. To see Carmelo Anthony play at the level that he is playing against them is incredible, because he does have a decent supporting cast, but nothing like what Kevin Garnett has in Minnesota. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Game 4, but I like Carmelo Anthony's game as a whole, and he's the kind of guy who can make big shots at the right time, and to see that out of a guy who only had 1 year in college is pretty incredible. They're not going to beat the Timberwolves, but it's a very nice first showing.
They're going to play him.
They're going to play him, but they're not moving on this round. He's going to be playing golf a little early this year.
One more young player we should mention here, LeBron James.
LeBron James, only the third player in history to get the coveted 25-5, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists for an average his rookie season. The only other people to do that were Magic Johnson and Oscar Robertson. Rookie of the year, second high school player to do it in a row, Amari Stoudemire last year. And, you know, he lived up to the hype. This is a kid who's been billed since his sophomore year of high school to be the second coming of Michael Jordan.
TV followed him around, got the big shoe contracts. You know, now he actually has got to play. And
He put up the numbers to come in with $100 million on your back from Nike and who knows whatever he has from Coca-Cola. And to be able to play the way he did, you know, the attendance for the Cavaliers was 11,496 the year before, 18,287 people average coming into the Gund Arena. There's been no sort of jump like that in arena attendance ever unless a team actually changed venue. So this guy really carried it and did it, and he deserved to get Rookie of the Year.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games, a regular basketball commentator here on Day to Day. Sal, come back next week?
I will be back next week, and we will talk more Lakers, I'm sure.